most of those calling for war in the Middle East will be wiped out by that same war. This is what's fascinating and disturbing at the same time, is that the people who are on board with war, like, yeah, kill them all, carpet bomb, wipe the floor, cut the grass, get rid of them. Those are the same people, by and large, who have no idea about financial preparedness or even other forms of preparedness, food, you know, iodine or whatever. They are encouraging a series of events to be unleashed that will come back and absolutely devastate their own finances. They would be wiped out. I interviewed Andy Schechtman just a few hours before I recorded this. Andy Schechtman of Miles Franklin. And he's handled over $9 billion in gold and silver purchases over, I don't know, 30 plus years. And he helps people, you know, acquire gold and silver. Well, it's his assessment that what's coming, because of the escalation from the Middle East, and probably a halting of, or an energy embargo against the United States and Israel and any other country that helps Israel, by the way, we're looking at bank failures that will lead to bail-ins. And he told me specifically that it's the bank bail-ins that are going to freak people out and cause the next wave of financial panic. He said right now, he's actually a little bit surprised that there's really not much, you know, panic, and not a lot of people are, they don't have bank failures on their radar right now. But the moment the first bank bail-in takes place, and remember, that's when the bank asserts ownership over customer deposits and says, your money is now our money. You know, you've become a creditor to the bank, and we might pay you over time some small percentage, you know, but you can't just come in and take your money out. It's ours now. It's our money. Like, the minute that happens, all bets are off. And then the bank runs will be attempted everywhere else, but that's going to lead to just closures and bank bail-ins. So one bank bail-in will spread to other bank bail-ins. And at the end of the day, you know where this is going. The government's going to have to print, well, the Fed, trillions of dollars in more currency in order to bail out whatever banks it chooses to bail out. And that list will be selective. Janet Yellen has already assured us of this point, that not all the banks will be bailed out. And even when they say they're bailing them out, it doesn't mean the customers are going to get all their money back. It just means the banks are going to be protected so that they're not entirely insolvent. And it's only going to be selected banks that will be allowed to survive. And guess which banks those will be? Those are going to be the banks that have agreed to cooperate with the central bank digital currencies, the CBDCs that are coming. Government digital money that will be, the whole program will be laundered through a series of globalist-oriented banks such as JP Morgan, Chase, you know, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, Citibank, whatever. It's just a few banks. It's probably going to be fewer than a dozen banks remaining in America by the time this is all said and done. And most people will lose almost everything. And yet, as I said, opening this up, these same people are cheering for war. Go get them. When they don't realize that that war is going to devastate their own financial position. And they will be left penniless. And all the money printing necessary to bail out the banks, this is going to make, in 2008, the subprime mortgage collapse look like a walk in the park. This is going to cause so much, well, devaluation of the dollar combined with inflation of the prices of consumer goods, that, you know, food prices could double virtually overnight. Fuel prices could double overnight. We're talking about a tidal wave of new currency flooded into the system beyond even what happened during COVID. And during COVID, it was off the rails insane. The national money supply was increased by something like 40% in 18 months, something like that. That's a 40% increase in the money supply of all the dollars that exist in the world, increased overnight like that. That's going to double because of how much money they have to print, not just to bail out the banks, but also they have to bail out a lot of the derivatives that have made the banks insolvent. You know, it's not just holding treasuries that have lost half their value. It's also holding these derivatives, which sometimes are leveraged, you know, 200 to 1, if not more. The level of bailouts required will break the Western financial system. It will break. And then the only assets that will really matter at that point, I mean, the things that you need to hold in order to have value are going to be, well, obvious things, gold and silver, ammunition, garden seeds, land, obviously. Some real estate, you know, homes will always have some value, although the current value may be really overblown. But gold and silver, and maybe certain types of crypto. I happen to think that Monero, it's the number one privacy crypto, can withstand a lot of this and maybe actually, you know, hold value much better than fiat currencies because the Monero ledger is honest and decentralized. Like, nobody can fudge the numbers. And there's going to be a mad dash towards safety or safe assets that can't be easily manipulated. You know, when I interviewed Robert Kiyosaki, it was the same thing. He said, I won't invest in anything that governments can print. Basically, what Kiyosaki was saying is that assets where parties can cheat on them are not going to be worth anything. And obviously, governments can cheat on currency by just printing more currency. And that's exactly what they're going to do. And that's why the dollars are going to go to zero. And anybody left holding dollars when this music stops is going to be wiped out, destroyed financially. Bank accounts, savings, checking accounts, many stocks, most debt instruments, including treasuries and so on. It's all going toward zero. It may not hit exactly zero, but it's going to be close enough that it doesn't matter. And finally, remember, this is all going to be ignited by Israel attacking Gaza with the full ground force, which the United States is backing. And most of the rest of the world is saying, this is insane. They want a ceasefire. They want diplomacy. The U.S. and Israel want war. Well, and they're probably going to get it. And it's going to be absolutely devastating to the people of Israel and the United States. In fact, Israel will be lucky to survive this as a nation. And in the United States, even though it may not destroy the whole country, it will destroy the Western financial system. So keep those things in mind, folks, because that's exactly where this is headed, and it's not pretty. You can stay informed, read my articles at naturalnews.com, and you can hear my podcast at brighteon.com. Take care. Thank you for supporting us here at brighteon.com. And one way you can also help support us is by shopping at healthrangerstore.com. And we've got some really exciting new products to share with you here today. I've got samples on my desk, and there's three things to mention here. The one on the left, it's called Hydrate Elementals. It's a combination of coconut water powder, certified organic, and Aquamen, which is a mineral supplement that has some very special, unique properties. This is about mineral replenishment and hydration. You can learn more about it at our website, healthrangerstore.com. It's very popular, especially with people who do any kind of fitness or workouts. We've also got here on the right side a new trail mix product. This has coconut chips and nuts and almonds and walnuts plus raisins. It's a very delicious trail mix, and it's not just a bunch of junk and a bunch of crumbs and byproducts of nut processing. I mean, this is a high-end trail mix, all certified organic, all lab tested, including for glyphosate and heavy metals and more. Check it out at healthrangerstore.com. You're really going to enjoy this. And then finally, in the middle there, we have something brand new that I'm super excited about. It's a pine needle nasal spray. And that's in the green little small vials there with the nasal spray aerosolized tip on the top. I personally harvested the pine needles for this in Texas. There are loblolly pine trees because the pine needles are extremely high in shikimic acid. And then I oversaw the extraction of the shikimic acid and then the mixing of that into this formula. You can read the ingredients on our website.
But this product is not being sold. It's only available for free as a bonus giveaway during our Black Friday sale event that's coming up. And watch for that. Join our email list. You'll get the announcements. You get, you know, all the links to participate in that. The only way that you can get that nasal spray with the shikimic acid using pine needles that I personally harvested in Texas is through the Black Friday event at healthrangerstore.com. And during that event, by the way, it's our biggest sale of the year. We're going to have the most products on discount, all kinds of amazing discounts, including on third-party products that are drop shipped and so on. It's wait till you see the catalog and the landing page for that. It's going to be quite impressive. But you definitely want to take advantage of that and get some of this pine needle nasal spray. And look up shikimic acid, too, because that's the molecule that is used to make Tamiflu, by the way. Very interesting fact. Also, one more thing. On our website, healthrangerstore.com, we now have available certified organic heavy cream powder. We've got it in pouches and number 10 cans. And this heavy cream powder is, of course, you know, laboratory verified. It's tested for, you know, heavy metals and glyphosate and microbiology as well. And there's no junk in here. It's literally powdered heavy cream. It's not just maltodextrin and you know, a bunch of garbage with cream flavor. None of that stuff. This is the real deal. That's why it's not cheap, by the way. But if you want to add to your food storage pantry heavy cream, this goes a long way. And we also have, by the way, we have now organic white cheddar cheese powder, also in number 10 cans and pouches as well. So you can make your own macaroni and cheese pretty easily by combining this cheese powder with the organic cream powder and some salt and pepper and some onion powder and get yourself some, you know, organic macaroni. And it's all done. You have a really nice meal. So take advantage of this at healthrangerstore.com, and that will also help support this platform. We thank you for your support, and I'm committed to bringing you more interviews, more content, more analysis each and every day that helps you understand what's happening in our world, helps you navigate it, and also, importantly, helps you survive it. Thank you for supporting us here at Brighteon.com and healthrangerstore.com. Take care.